Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Owen Schroyer here sitting in for Alex. I want to go to this clip. Barack Obama was on a not funny comedy show last night with Jimmy Kimmel, and he made a threat to President Trump, saying Navy SEALs may remove him from the White House. I think the odds are more likely that Navy SEALs pay a visit to you, Hussein. But here is Hussein Obama last night on Jimmy Kimmel.
Do you feel that
it wasn't them?
When you congratulated Biden and Senator Harris that you were premature in doing that?
No. I thought I was right on time. There seems to be some lag. The communication system in the White House used to be better. It was real time. You know, there's a lot of, computers there that actually tell you what is going on around the world.
You know the White House well. You lived there for 8 years. Are there places someone could hide, like if, say, they were going to be removed? Are there little cubby holes or anything we should know about?
Well, I think we can always send the Navy SEALs in there to dig them out.
Yeah, do you see how he clutches his throat there
Joe Biden,
a couple times,
Mr.
has
President?
To take a deep swallow?
No.
Yeah, he knows.
Get him off the screen.
This is all a giant act, folks. It's all one big act. As if Jimmy Kimmel's show is popular. As if Obama on Jimmy Kimmel is like the hottest thing. Nobody cares. Nobody's watching that crap. Obama is the most despised president in U.S. history. He'll go down as the most corrupt. All they have is their charades. All they have is their facades. But they go on TV and smile and laugh to hold the facade up. No, Barrio, I think the odds are more likely that the Navy SEALs send you to prison for life. Or send you to testify against the charges coming against you for treason. No, Barack, I think it's you who may be getting a visit from the Navy SEALs. I think it's you who may have an extended stay at Guantanamo Bay. At least if we're weighing the odds, Trump being visited by the Navy SEALs and removed or arrested, no, not very high odds on that. You? I guarantee you, I could have Navy SEALs call into this show right now, and they'd say, yeah, there ain't a chance we're going to go in and remove Trump from some phony command of Barack Obama. We do have, is that a live feed from the Capitol, guys, in Atlanta? We do have a live feed. The rally is on right now in Atlanta, the capital of Georgia. As you can see, there are speakers there. And once again, Trump supporters and patriots lined up by the hundreds. It's gathering momentum. I imagine it's going to be thousands tomorrow. So we will continue to monitor that. Again, these are happening nationwide at state capitals at noon on Saturday until Trump is inaugurated. So if you want to get involved in this, noon at your state capitol every Saturday. So that means, yes, I will be at the state capitol in Austin, Texas tomorrow at noon. And, yes, there will be thousands gathered in Georgia attempting to stop the steal of our election there. And this is important for all of us to get behind, not just people in Georgia or Michigan or Pennsylvania where the steal is really happening. Because this deal is against all of us. All right. When we come back, I do have some other news I want to get to. Alex Jones could pop in at any time And I may open up the phone lines. It is Friday, so we may open up the phone lines and take your calls. We haven't heard much from you this week. It's the Infowars.com, Alex Jones.
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years that we were under globalist control, and the traitors in both parties that sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations, and were establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault, and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete their police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world, to bring us to our knees under the Great Reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important, and I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big Stop the Steal sale that I've extended through the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, up 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer are sitting in for Alex. We'll be hearing from Alex before we sign off. I want to open up the phone lines right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And if there is if there are any Navy SEALs tuned in, or former Navy SEALs, or family members of Navy SEALs who want to weigh in on Obama saying the Navy SEALs would remove Trump from the White House, we'll put you to the front of the line. Just because we'll just see how that goes. I don't think. See, but it's all the fake news, folks. That's all they do. It's all charades. It's all Baghdad Bob. It's all Tokyo Rose. It's all WWE promos. It's all fake. Obama is despised. Nobody likes him. His own voters can't stand him. He's a total fraud. He's a total phony. He's guilty of treason up one side and down the other. But see, he goes on late night comedy shows with Jimmy Kimmel and smiles and laughs. Ha 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 ha, ooh, why-ee. Ah, Navy SEALs will get Trump, woo-hoo-hoo. It's all fake, folks. It's all fake. It's all a giant act. It's all a psyop. It's all it is. No, Barack, you know what's coming, don't you? You know, here's my biggest fear right now. Aside from how hard it's going to be to stop this steal when it's all done electronically. You know, the hubris and the arrogance of an Andrew Cuomo in New York, the hubris and the arrogance of a Governor Whitmer, of a Gavin Newsom, a Tom Wolf, saying you have to mask in your home, saying you can't open your business, saying you have to be shut down forever, you can't leave your home. There is something to that that's not palpable right now. And the reason why it's so scary is because they wouldn't be this arrogant and this flippant in their disgust for the American people and in their blatant tyranny unless they knew they were safe and there was something else coming. I just have a weird feeling that their arrogance and their hubris in their totalitarian dictate measures of shutting everything down for a fake pandemic and then bragging about it and then going out to dinner without a mask and having parties without a mask and Cuomo scolding the media, scolding parents, scolding teachers. Whitmer against all laws, locking people down, multiple lawsuits against her, she doesn't care, multiple petitions for her to be removed, she doesn't care. The Democrat governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, says you have to wear a mask in your home. Democrat mayors in St. Louis and Chicago and New York are saying you can't even leave your home. That arrogance, that hubris in your face disgust and criminal activity, criminal behavior from them is a big indicator, folks, that they know something else is coming. For them to have that much confidence means that they think they're really safeguarded. Now, it could be a mismeasurement. They could be just falling for their own PR campaigns. They could be falling for their own BS. But they really think they've won. They really think they're enslaving all Americans. They really think you're a piece of dirt. They think you are scum. You are not even an ant. You're an ant dropping to these people, to Cuomo and Whitmer and Wolf and Lightfoot and Newsom. And yes, Biden. And they wouldn't be behaving that way unless they thought they have you totally shackled. They have you totally owned. They own you. That arrogance does not come lightly. And you have Joe Biden. In fact, we'll go to a short clip here. He had a press conference today in Delaware. This goon squad, this clown act, this hack, this schmuck, this criminal, this dementia-ridden hag, this plastic-faced corpse, this rotting husk of a soul, this pathetic excuse for a man, this is our fake president-elect. Listen to him fumble and bumble. He doesn't even know where the hell he is. He can't think. He can't read. He can't talk. A fake president-elect scumbag, dirtbag, lowlife, loser who wants to dominate us. Here he is today, the fake president-elect.
We talked a lot about with the governors about what the immediate needs are. We're going to employ the Defense Reconstruction Act to be able to go out there and dictate companies build and do following things. We need much more testing. We need much more masking. We need gloves. I asked the East to go, and I asked the National Governor Association through the Governor Cuomo and the ones on the line to let us know what their shortages are.
This pathetic, man. Just pathetic. And there were other gaffes in his little press conference today. I mean, this guy's just a joke, man. And I'll tell you what, our country's a joke that he is not in jail. Really embarrassing, isn't it? Look at some of Joe Biden's tweets today. At least 37 transgender and gender nonconforming people have been killed this year. By the way, hundreds of them commit suicide, but they never talk about that. Most of them black and brown transgender women. Yeah, because they're the ones that are targeted for this by the propaganda. It's intolerable. This transgender day of remembrance. We honor their lives and recommit to the work that remains to end this epidemic of violence. Total fake news. Total fake story. Nobody cares. Nobody knows. It's nothing. It's a nothing burger. But see, there's no political pull here. It's all pandering. It's all insulting humanity. It's all part of the social engineering. Normalizing sexually mutilating your child. Normalizing the sexual psychological rape of your child. And of course it's Joe Biden, the guy whose first act in celebrating he was a president was molesting a child. He's showing you. Joe Biden is a child molester. He announces he wins president, they bring out a baby, clear the whole stage, he molests the baby on stage, on camera, and then they all celebrate and come in and join him. It's all a satanic cult act, folks. Joe Biden goes on TV, yeah, I bribed the Ukrainian government to get my son millions of dollars. Screw you, I'm freaking Joe Biden, I run this show. Yeah, I like kids so much, they crawl on my legs and I like molesting them and jumping them up and down and I grab their wives' butts and boobs and all their children's faces and necks and sniff them and lick them. That's what I do, I'm Joe Biden, bitch! Sick. Sick. A child molesting, psychological torturing demon. And then he says, by the way, they stole this one from President Trump. Wearing a mask isn't a political statement. It's a patriotic duty. That's what Trump said 3 months ago. I disagreed with him then. But it's funny now, they steal it and they say, oh, it's patriotic to wear a mask. I'm so sick of this crap, man. You know what? Here's the good news. America's not just going to go into tyranny. We may win this battle. We may save America. We may not. But, you know, I'm not the one that has about 100 million people ready to, you know, find me and end me. No, I'm not the tyrant in government. No, I'm not the one that shut down your business. No, I'm not the one that censored your free speech. No, I'm not the one that spent trillions of dollars on wars. No, I'm not the one that lied about weapons of mass destruction. No, I'm not the one that lied about Russian collusion. No, I'm not the one that lied about Kavanaugh. I'm not the one that lied about hate crimes. I'm not the liar. I'm not the fraud. That's Joe Biden. That's CNN. That's MSNBC. So you guys can go ahead and try to roll out this tyranny. You can continue on with this fake pandemic. You can try to steal this election. But every day you continue this, another million Americans gets red in their eyes and smoke out of their ears, and they're looking at you. They're looking at you, Joe. They're looking at you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendomite.
Try to calm down here. I just have zero tolerance for tyrants. And just no holds barred here on air. And Joe Biden and the people that own him are enemies of you. They want to take everything from you. They want to destroy your family. They want to destroy your livelihood. They want to destroy your country, folks. So it's a little hard. Okay, I'm going to be honest. It's a little hard covering these tyrants. And having to deal with the reality that they want to dominate us, and they are feet away from total tyranny. They are feet away from being in charge of a global government infrastructure that will, without a doubt, make you poor and hungry and broke with nothing. So it's a tough thing to sit here and deal with this and cover this and not call it like it is and cross that boundary of what needs to happen and not get flagrantly angry, because it is infuriating. We spend trillions of dollars to fight wars in countries halfway around the planet when the biggest enemies of our country are sitting in the halls of Congress and governor mansions and mayor mansions. They are the real enemies. Yeah, we should be sending the Navy SEALs after Barack Obama. Yeah, we should be sending the military in to arrest Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer and Tom Wolf and Lori Lightfoot. And yes, Joe Biden. And yet these criminals, these enemies of humanity, these enemies of freedom, these enemies of truth, these enemies of righteousness, are inches away from owning you. So I get a little upset, but I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to go to the callers. Real quick, though, ladies and gentlemen, we are monitoring the Stop the Steal rally in Atlanta, Georgia. We are going to be nationwide, state capitals tomorrow at noon. I'll be at the one here in Austin, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, get into the battle now. Get into the arena. Fight for your country now before Joe Biden kills it. And everything we do is made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials right now. The Stop the Steal sale is going on. 50% off DNA Force Plus, 50% off Bod Ease. Big discounts on the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. It's one of the lowest prices you're ever going to get it. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what funds everything we do here. You are our sponsors. You are our lifeblood. So we cannot thank you enough, and we cannot urge you enough to get to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these Stop the Steal specials. We go to the phone lines. Let's start in Georgia. Ian in Georgia, you're on the InfoWars Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I'm 23 years old, and I listen to you guys every day, and I love what you do, so thank you. And I voted for Kemp in 2018, and I was pretty proud of him for not implementing mask mandates and having a relatively short lockdown. But if he certifies this election without calling a special session, he'll lose in 2022. He's not going to stab Trump and his supporters in the back and get away with it.
And you know, that's another one of my fears here, Ian, is that why would Kemp do that? Why would he betray his own people? Why would he cost himself his own election unless they're so confident in what's ever coming, they just figure it doesn't matter what I do, it doesn't matter what I say, it doesn't matter if the entire population hates me. This thing is coming anyway, so damn it all to hell.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is he's bought and paid for, which is pretty sad.
Yeah, our governor here, Governor Abbott, betrayed us too. You know, I heard a rumor he doesn't stand for the national anthem. You got that one?
That's pretty brutal. Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Sorry, hey, that guy locked down my state. you know, makes me wear a face mask, so screw him.
I don't blame you.
But, yeah, it is very worrisome that these Republicans are so willing to just throw their entire constituency under the bus. What do they know that we don't know? Why are they so confident to do that? Scares me.
They'll pay the price.
Well, that's for damn sure. Anything else, Ian?
Out to the Georgia State Capitol on Saturday. I'll be there tomorrow.
Right on, man. Right on. Alex will be there. Nick Fuentes will be there. Ollie Alexander will be there. Jay Dyer is there. But a ton of people. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge, Ian. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's go to Cedric in Alabama. Cedric, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
What's going on, Owens? God bless you, man.
Thank you. God bless you.
Listen, I'm calling upon all Republicans, all conservatives, all patriots in Alabama. We're right next door. Come tomorrow with me to that political battlefield that is Atlanta, Georgia. We cannot continue to allow these political chameleons like the governor of Alabama, who has said nothing in support of President Trump or any Republican for that matter, in these state legislatures and these governor's mansions. Now's the hour of action. Either you support America or you don't. We don't have time for these games anymore. We have to rally tomorrow. Regulators, mount up. Now's the time. America needs us. So we need to show up. Either we can sit here and talk all day, or we're going to defend liberty. Because this is about globalism versus everyone else. It's just that simple, Owen.
And I can't emphasize this enough, and this is not a call to action. This is just the truth of the matter. Folks, you can either stand up and peacefully fight for America now, maybe for two, three, maybe another year max. The only way to get America back after that is going to be an armed revolution. Period. End of sentence. So, again, I'm not calling for that. I don't want to be a part of that. But rest assured, the American people will do what is necessary to save this republic. So you can either fight peacefully with civil disobedience and organizing and activating in the streets now and sharing links and awakening your friends and family, or I would say within the next year, the only way to save this country, if they put Kamala Harris in, folks, it's game over. They're going to lock down everything. You won't even have a country anymore, and it will become an armed conflict. I don't want to see that happen. That's why I'm telling people to get activated now.
So many things that we can do. If you can't physically be in Georgia tomorrow, you go to your state capital. There's always an excuse, but guess what? American liberty is just one excuse away from tyranny. This is the fight that we were created for. That's why we were put here in a time as this, to either stand up or to bow down. But guess what? In Alabama, our state motto is, we dare defend our rights. As American citizens, our knees are not supposed to bend so easily. Stand up now politically and get active. Show up. Do the work now. Because in the future, it's going to be our children and our grandchildren that have to suffer because the excuses that we created, that we made today. Thank you, Owen.
Absolutely. And just look at the state of the schools right now where they're making kids wear masks, hide behind plexiglass barriers. That's even if they get to go to school. But again, folks, people that, I mean, they probably never even heard of InfoWars particularly. In New York or California that are dealing with this tyranny, folks, they are fighting mad. They don't have a voice yet. They're still trying to, you know, they're just dizzy from how mad they are. I mean, these people are going to realize what's going on real soon. But that's what's so scary. I mean, Newsom and Cuomo, they're so arrogant. What are they?
Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JPMorgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're back here at the Alex Jones Show. I've seen Philip Anderson speak. We've got other people speaking right now live from the Capitol in Georgia. Again, ladies and gentlemen, get involved. Your state capitol this Saturday at noon. I will be here in Austin, Texas at the state capitol. I know there are people coming to join me, but the big event, the big rally is in Atlanta, Georgia, and we are just covering some of that right now with the live feed. You know, maybe it's time we all moved to South Dakota, where Kristi Noem is the governor. A hero, a patriot, doesn't want to lock down her state, doesn't want to force you to wear a mask. Here she is talking about that during a press conference today.
There are many states that do have mask mandates in place, and some that do not. But I look at their rate of spread, and the fact is that cases are increasing in many of those states as well. If you look at Wisconsin, they've had a mask mandate since August, and they have a higher rate of spread than the state of South Dakota. You look at Montana, they've had a mask mandate in place since July. Both of those states have higher rates of spread than the state of South Dakota. When you look at Wyoming, it has the fastest spread in the nation. And that is the concern that I have, is many times I don't want to approach a policy or a mandate just looking to make people feel good. I want to do good and actually put forward provisions that make a difference for families. And these local communities have some flexibility today that Sioux Falls can make a different decision than Rapid City. Rapid City can make a different decision than Lemon, South Dakota. Watertown can make a different decision than Pierre. And that's what some of these local leaders are doing in reacting to the people in the community based on what they want.
The best. Noem, DeSantis, I mean, am I missing a, who's a better governor than Kristi Noem or Ron DeSantis right now? They're leading the charge as far as I can tell. And it's pathetic, though, that that's, I mean, like, wow. It's like, that should be normal behavior from your governor, but that's, like, considered heroic now. It's like, yeah, you know, I can't force people to shut down their business. I can't force people to wear a mask, and I'm looking at the data, and it doesn't even work. And you know what? If other cities want to run things their own way, you know, they can do that, too. That's how it works around here. You're like, oh, my gosh, a governor that loves freedom. Wow. A governor that wants to live in reality. Wow. And not a tyrant for a governor. Oh, thank God. So should we all just move to South Dakota? Everybody just move to Florida? Man, I'll tell you, if I didn't hate winter, I'd probably move to South Dakota tomorrow. I'm not even kidding you. I just hate winter. I cannot deal with it. I don't like winter. I'd rather be 100 degrees all year long. All right, I'm getting off track. Let's get back to your phone calls. And we have Jamie in North Dakota. Jamie, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to speak to, first of all of us in the Midwest who think this can't affect us. And also to reach out to the mothers out there, because you guys do a really great job, but I really want mothers to hear what's going on in our little state of North Dakota. We have 765,000 residents. And of course, as soon as Doug Burgum was reelected, he threw down a mask mandate and said that our kids needed to go to school with it. Everybody started freaking out about a $1,000 fine, but what they're missing was that statute that they cited was a Class C felony. Now, the people that are going to rise up against that are conservatives, right? So basically, if you get slapped with that fine, they're taking away your right to vote and your right to have guns. That's the first thing that I want to point out. Once they slapped that on the kids at school, I was done. I went and I called the state senator. I talked to the senator, and he said that his hands were kind of tied. And what had happened was USA Today did an article about how horrible we are up here, which we're not, by the way. We have 289 people in the hospital. That is it. And,
well, look, the whole COVID
thing,
the fact that we even talk about it like it's a real issue, is a psyop in and of itself. It's the flu. Name anything. You don't lock down for anything. We don't lock down for tuberculosis. We don't lock down for Ebola. We don't so it's just, why COVID? It's all a big sham. It's all a big planned scamdemic.
Now, all of this sexual stuff you've been talking about, this is another warning I want to go out. It can happen anywhere. When I sign my son up for school, I talk to her about these sexual lessons coming into their school. They said, no, we're so conservative. That would never happen. I'm going to read you one line from my son's first week of school that I found in his backpack. Jonah's mother explained that all people develop sexual desires, which they need to control by taking pills. Are you okay with that? Because I'm not.
So not only are they sexualizing your kid, they're also wanting to turn him into a drug addict.
Well, and take pills, which will probably, you know, affect their reproductive ability in the future, which means they won't reproduce. There's so many things going on. People are not looking into this. The mothers, especially across the Midwest, need to have a voice. If you want me to be that voice, you just let me know, because I know this stuff inside and out. You guys do a great job, but we need to reach some women. We need to reach some mothers and let them know what's going on inside.
Well, ma'am, I completely agree, and you are very well spoken and obviously have a deep understanding of these issues. Here's the problem, Jamie. I don't even have the crew to go do an event tomorrow. So, like, we have so many great people that call in, and we have so many great people that you know, reach out via email, and they have all these great ideas. I wish I could do all of them. It'd be a massive success. We don't have the capacity. So, Jamie, my suggestion is start a YouTube channel, start an account on Parler, start something, start doing your own thing. Maybe we start picking up your reports, playing them during some of the segments. Because, again, people come to me with great ideas. Jamie, God bless your heart. You're very well spoken, and we need this information out there. It's just we can't even do half the stuff we need to do around here right now. So, you know, like I said, just the best bet is to just do stuff yourself and then hope that we pick it up and amplify it. And then that's kind of the osmosis of success around here. Jamie, God bless you. Thank you so much for the call. I hope I hear from Jamie again. Let's go to Carlos in Texas. Carlos, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
All right. Hello, Owen. 20 years old here. Long-time listener since middle school. And I wanted to cover a couple topics, mainly beginning with China. On November 11th, China deployed a DEW, which is a direct energy weapon, against India, baking them inside of a mountain and making them run out.
Yeah, I just have to pause right there, because I got to tell the crew to look this up. This is one of the craziest things that Carlos is talking about. This, I didn't really see it covered in any mainstream news, so I'm a little skeptical. But there are pictures of China using basically a mass microwave energy beam weapon to just vaporize an entire squadron of Indian soldiers. But Carlos, I just wanted to tell the crew to try to look that up. So go back, start from the beginning, what you're talking about here.
But regardless if it's true or not, they are still researching how to use these direct energy weapons, and they are deploying them in space, is my theory, you know, and I think that Trump knows that, and that's why he created the Space Force last year, I think.
Oh,
and
absolutely. Well, they came out with a Pentagon report that China is already implementing and deploying weather weapons. I suspect that they're hitting us with these hurricanes in the south that are unnaturally forming.
Dude, yeah, definitely. But at the same time, the United States is doing the same research with DARPA and other organizations within our own government. And I think they've been using it against the people. And along with the China thing, not just these direct energy weapons are they deploying on the people, but they're also creating or committing crimes against humanity that the UN knows about, the United States knows about. Leaders, global leaders know about this, and they do nothing to stand up to China. They are afraid of China because China owns them. They own our debt. They own everything. And they're moving slowly towards owning Hong Kong and Taiwan every day. And nobody stands up to them because they know that if they were to do that, then it would just be World War III. All right. And my second point that I wanted to get to was that Trump needs to stop playing into the game, dude. Trump should have ended this a long time ago. I think that we need to stop having so much faith in Trump. You know, he keeps playing into the game of the vaccine, the mask, all that is BS, man.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to find out in the next 3 months whether or not we continue to rely on Trump for anything. Either he's the president for the next 4 years and we can kind of, you know, continue to try to move things in the right direction with Trump, or he's not even the president and we have to move on without him and he'll have to blaze his own show from there. But Carlos, a 20-year-old in Texas, wow, very well spoken, Carlos. Thank you for calling.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That is a live shot from Atlanta, Georgia, where Alex is rallying the troops again. Let's briefly pop in live.
The fraud has been proven, and we demand that Georgia and Michigan and others have a legislative emergency session. They have now said that Detroit is not certified and was a fraud. So are many counties in Georgia. We need the governor not to listen to the other operatives in the state. We demand the legislature start an emergency session. Emergency session now. Emergency session now. Emergency session now. Emergency session now. Emergency
session now. Emergency session now. So again, this is in Atlanta, now. Georgia, where the Democrats are trying to steal the state of Georgia. Or I guess you could say already have stolen it. They declared it for Biden. He didn't win it, but this is the tyranny we're in, folks. This is the corrupt establishment going for broke. And they're betting that we, the American people, will sit here and take it. And so far, they've been right. But the momentum is growing in our favor. But now it's just a race through time. Who can get to the point of no return first? Will it be them, the world government, enslavement, tyrannical forces, or will it be us, we the people, for human freedom and liberty worldwide? Let's go back out to the phone lines. Jesse in Arizona. Jesse, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I liked what you were saying earlier about Obama seeming pretty smug and you not liking that. And I've agreed this whole hoax or most of the way through that Obama, Colbert, whoever it is, Gates and his wife, they seem awfully confident. And we got to keep our eyes on the ball. I hear we got to fight. We got to stay in the fight. The fight's been won for 2,000 years. We got to keep our eyes on the way, the truth, and the life that is Jesus Christ. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to be judged by God alone. And it doesn't matter whether we're bullhorning and we've got 12 years of food buried and guns up the wazoo, or whether we're Bill Gates. It's by faith alone and not of works. And I think people are missing that in this, because in order for biblical prophecy to be fulfilled, America must fall. The one world government system, whether it's, you know, Biden gets in and it's a shoo-in, or whether Trump, you know, has his master plan for a few years or whatever it is, or maybe Trump's unintentionally a sophisticated controlled opposition program. No matter what, it comes down to Jesus Christ at the end of the day, or at the end of our lives. And it's not by anything we do or don't do. It's by faith alone, purely. And I don't hear that mentioned enough. I'm not putting finger on anybody in particular, just in the world, because I think this is the message that people need to hear.
Anything else, Jesse?
Nope, that's it for now.
All right, thank you so much for the call. There's no doubt that when America lost its touch with God and its Christian roots, it definitely went in a bad direction. And you know, I was thinking about this actually really deeply last night, and I realized how Christianity is actually under such assault right now, and we don't even really see it. But what happened was, so there's this new thing I guess restaurants are doing, and it's LGBTQ friendly. And it's a whole new thing. You get a little patch, you get a little badge, they put it on your Google profile, LGBTQ friendly. It's like the new thing. Oh, okay. And I went to pick up some carry out last night, and I had a shirt on that had Jesus Christ on it. And I'm ordering the food, and I see, oh, LGBTQ friendly, and I'm wearing my shirt that has Jesus on it, and I'm thinking, huh, would they deny me service because I'm a Christian? And it hit like the gears meshed right there. This whole tolerance, open sexuality, gay, you know, bisexual, transsexual, whatever, dolphin sexual, just the total perversion of normal human behavior and biology, it's actually at its roots an attack on Christianity. These people know it's all bogus. They know it's all BS. 99.9% of us won't even care whether you're gay, straight, bi, transsexual. We'll never even have any interaction with that other than what they're forcing on us. But I realize now that that whole LGBTQ and everything else is all really just an attack on Christianity, folks, because they want to be able to say, because you're a Christian, you're a bigot. They want to be able to say, because you love Jesus, you're a bigot. That's their plan. And so you bring in the tolerance. Oh, a tolerance of a gay guy. Oh, a tolerance of this. Oh, a tolerance of a transsexual. Oh, a tolerance of a pedophile. And entrench it and then corporatize it. So then you can't even go into a restaurant or a business with a crucifix on your neck or Jesus on your shirt, because that's considered offensive. That's the attack on Christianity. That's what's really at the root of this. And if you can destroy that Christian ethos in the West dies. So it's all an attack on Christianity, folks. And I predict if they get their way and they get Biden in within a year, wearing anything with Jesus on it or a crucifix will be considered hate speech. Mark my words. It'll be considered hate speech. You will see. Alex Jones has just gotten boots on the ground in front of the state capitol there in Georgia. Let's pop in real quick on a live feed. He's got Enrique Tarrio with him there. Fuentes is there. You have a bunch of people. The movement continues to grow, and then ultimately tomorrow it's going to be the big one, and they're getting the big guy over the fence there. Not an easy task, but they got him on over the barrier there. So it looks like they've began to move on to the actual Capitol grounds where they weren't allowed before. And so I think Alex is probably about to get on a bullhorn there and make a statement. Guys, can I get that feedback up?
Where Ted Turner put up those stones in 1980, 30 years ago, saying that they were going to shut off the U.S. economy and the world economy and kill 80% of the world population.
Not going to happen.
And now, the head of the Davos Group, the head of the UN, the British Prime Minister, the Canadian Prime Minister, the German Chancellor, including John Kerry, the former Secretary of State, are all in the news today saying the COVID-19 lockdown is designed to crush populism and to teach Americans and folks from the UK that want out of the New World Order and out of the EU that we are their slaves. They are literally bragging now that they did the whole COVID exaggerated hoax as a pretext to crush us and make us submit. And I know that now that these arrogant bastards are out in the open, that we the people are awake and are not going to put up with it.
Yeah, and you know, think about this. There's a couple hundred people out there. There should be a couple hundred thousand people out there, folks. You understand? I mean, I know you understand this, but it's so hard because it's so overwhelming. They literally faked a worldwide pandemic to launch a great reset. Now, look, everybody understands how corrupt things have become. The financial markets, the trade bubbles, the debt, the wars, all of it. It's out of control. And the only way to really fix it is to basically hit the reset button. The problem is the great reset isn't hitting the reset button on all these bubbles and markets and nation states and then collapsing them into a one world government. No, that's the great enslavement. The great reset is arresting the criminals. That's the great reset. The great reset is Obama and Biden, jail. The Bushes, jail. The Clintons, jail. Continue to jail the corrupt politicians in Argentina and Brazil. Merkel, Macron, anybody who signed on to any global agenda, selling their nation state down the drain, jail. That's the great reset. But see, they make it all a game where everybody knows it has to be reset, but they reset it so that the big worldwide criminals who stole everything then are perched on top of us forever and then hide all their criminal behavior and make us all slaves. You see the Democrats now calling to put us in gulags. You see the Democrats now putting out their lists saying these are all the people we need to re-educate or kill. Of course, folks, if you commit crimes on a mass scale against the entire planet, what is your only out? To jail everybody. Throw everybody in jail. That's what they're doing. That's their plan. That's the alleged, quote-unquote, great reset. But no. If we are victorious and humanity is victorious, the great reset will mean all these corrupt world leaders that have been robbing us blind and lying and deceiving and dividing us for decades, all in jail. That's the great reset. Arrest the criminal cabal. Arrest the global criminal cabal. Arrest the deep state. Free humanity. Free the world. That is the real great reset.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.